I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. If I'm going to commit my time and energy to this action, to this cause, does it get me closer to where I want to be in life?
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your Mental Workbook at DreAllDay.com/workbook. You are tuned into the best of the best, the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to arrive at the scheduled date, time, and location. On top of all that, I give you more. The personal initiative to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. You have made an excellent decision to be here today, and today's topic is handle it and keep moving. Handle your situation, handle the business, handle what comes up, even if it was not expected, and just keep moving. Recently, probably about a month and a half ago, there was a situation in Philadelphia in Starbucks, and I talked about this on Instagram. For those of you who don't follow me at Dre Baldwin on Instagram. I did like a three-part Instagram post on this certain situation, the Starbucks situation. For those who don't know or don't remember, just a quick refresher. There were two black men who walked into a Starbucks in Rittenhouse Square in Philadelphia. Coincidentally, last time I was in Philly, that's exactly where I had stayed. So this Starbucks, they walk in, they're sitting down. One of the guys apparently asked to use the bathroom. It has a code on it. For those who've been in Starbucks, you know, sometimes the doors have a code. Not all of them do, but some of them do. So the manager there told the person, this black guy, hey, you can't use the bathroom unless you're a paying customer. They hadn't bought anything. So the guy didn't buy anything still, just didn't use the bathroom. Him and this other guy, two black guys, sat down. For whatever reason, the manager decided to call the cops. Call the cops. Obviously, the manager, apparently rather, the manager was a white person. These two guys are black. These guys get arrested. They were not charged, but they were in custody for like 9 hours or something like that. They get out and it becomes a big blow up. There are protests. People are picketing outside of the Starbucks, picketing inside of the Starbucks. People are making this big boycott Starbucks social media campaign that lasted for a good 72 hours until something else happened and that got blown off the front page of the news. Starbucks says they're going to shut down all their stores in late May for an entire afternoon to train people on their unconscious racial bias, which is apparently what caused this woman to call the police. I don't think she was walking around just looking for something to do negative towards black people, but maybe she is biased, racially biased, but unconsciously in a way that she wasn't consciously thinking, what can I do to ruin this black guy's day? That's the way that I saw it. I didn't read too much more into it because I didn't think it was that big of a situation, but damn, did it get made into a big situation. Got made into a hashtag. You got the NAACP involved, now Al Sharpton's involved, and it became this whole big thing just because one person, I'm not even going to call the manager at the Starbucks an idiot, but she did an idiotic thing. We'll just say that. I'm not sure it was even a woman, but let's just say the manager at Starbucks, this individual, did an idiotic thing, made a bad decision, called the cops, and it became a big deal. The guys who actually got arrested, I hadn't heard them say much. I just heard a whole bunch of everybody else saying something. The social media people who are, I don't know, I guess they call themselves, I don't even know what to call it, social justice warriors. That's the phrase that we got. The social justice warriors, they're the warriors out there to make sure everyone gets social justice, especially when it comes to people of color in this situation with Starbucks. And it became such a big news story, at least for this short, brief period of time that things are news stories these days. And good news for any of you out there, if you happen to get caught up in a scandal, the good news is that it will go away quickly because something else is going to happen and people are going to move on to the next hashtag. But this was such a big thing and it's such a complete waste of energy, in my opinion. What do we actually gain? Let's say you protest Starbucks, you boycott Starbucks. Starbucks shuts down for an entire day. Nobody can get any coffee. The NAACP gets involved. You got all this stuff going on, big press conferences and everybody in their suits and saying this ends now and no more and all this other bullshit. What exactly was gained? Exactly. You heard it right there. What exactly was achieved? Okay, Starbucks shut down for a day. So, I mean, the PR nightmare that Starbucks had to deal with, they're a corporation. They had to do something to make it look good. Now, I'm not saying that they're doing it just to make it look good, but they had to do something to quiet down the noise and get people to shut the hell up and move on to the next thing. Okay, so they had to do something so people could say, all right, we got Starbucks to respond to this situation. All right, we achieved something. We didn't achieve a goddamn thing. That same week, I was at Cracker Barrel. It was actually, if you see those IG videos when I did this, this was in mid-April that this happened. I was at a Cracker Barrel because where I was at the time, I was speaking at a conference in Maryland. And the only thing around there in walking distance was a Cracker Barrel to eat. And I used to think, it's funny, I used to think Cracker Barrel was the shit. Like in terms of eating, if we stopped at a Cracker Barrel, I was like, yeah, this is like the same way we used to look at Red Lobster. This was like the biggest thing. This is like treat day. You get to go to Cracker Barrel. When I was in college, we would ride a big bus to road basketball games. And the coach would decide where we would stop for the meal. And if we decided to stop at Cracker Barrel, because we would all see like where we're stopping when the bus pulled into the parking lot. Oh, yeah, Cracker Barrel. Everybody was excited because we know Cracker Barrel had that good food, that food coma food that Cracker Barrel had. But Cracker Barrel's food is fucking terrible. I didn't realize this until I started actually eating good food on a regular basis, which I now do because I order my meals from a meal delivery service. I can't cook, but they can. And now that I'm used to eating good food, when I eat terrible food, I notice just how terrible it is. And it's crazy that I used to think Cracker Barrel was so great. But this is what happened at Cracker Barrel. At the same time that this whole Starbucks situation is happening. Again, the reason I mentioned the Instagram videos with the Starbucks situation is you could see in the video that I'm standing in a Cracker Barrel parking lot because I was about to go eat in Cracker Barrel when I made those videos. So then after I made the videos, I went in Cracker Barrel and I ate. And this is what happened. I'm looking at the menu and they had, if you ever order an omelet or like a breakfast skillet, any breakfast place, you know how they bring you out, like they bring you out like the actual skillet with the food in it. And they had these, it's kind of like pan fried hash or potatoes, but they're fried. So I saw those and I ordered like a bacon cheeseburger or something. So yes, I am vegan for those who may be questioning that right now, but I'm vegan with an asterisk. When I'm on the road, I just eat whatever I want to eat. I don't even try to stay vegan on the road because it's hard to. Number one, doesn't mean it's impossible, just hard to. And number two, I just choose to be vegan with an asterisk. That's all the explanation that you need. So I ordered this bacon cheeseburger and it came with fries, but I said, no, I want these potatoes instead. And I'm pointing to them on the menu. Bring me these pan-seared potatoes. The waitress was like, all right, cool. So see, they bring out the meal and the potatoes were not the right potatoes. They were these baked. They looked the same, not looked, but they were the same size, but they were baked and not fried. I told the waitress, hey, these are the wrong potatoes. The burger's cool, but these are the wrong potatoes. She said, all right, cool, I'll get that fixed. She went to the back. She immediately came back. Like 15 seconds later, she walked right back. She had an empty plate in her hand. She said, the people in the back asked, where are the old potatoes? So think about it. People in the back, apparently the cook said, okay, we're going to get him the right potatoes, but we need the old potatoes back. And I'm thinking to myself, and I asked her actually out loud, what you going to do with the potatoes? They going to eat them? They going to serve them to somebody else? Well, you think I'm trying to steal them? What are they asking for the potatoes for? She didn't really have an answer, but I gave her the potatoes because I wasn't going to eat them anyway. So anyway, she takes the potatoes back. Who knows what happened to those? 10 minutes later, maybe not even 10 minutes, someone else, a food runner, comes out with the new plate. Hey, potatoes, well done, is what she called them. But they were still baked. It was still not the right type of potatoes, and they looked exactly the same. And you know what's even crazier? They had them on the same plate, the same plate that she had took the old potatoes off of. Any of you work in food service, you know all of this is wrong. Now, first of all, they brought me the wrong food. Secondly, they took back the old stuff. Third, they brought it back on the same plate. And fourth, they still didn't even get it right. This whole situation was dropping the ball. This is the type of situation where people write like a 2-page Yelp review and trash a place, right? Or a Facebook review or wherever you leave reviews these days, or you make it a big Twitter thing and you get yourself a free meal and get people to boycott Cracker Barrel, right? This is the kind of stuff that people make big deals out of. When I left the restaurant, I was first thinking to myself, I wasn't even going to say anything. I was like, you know what? And the meal cost $9.50, the whole meal. Now, this is a fucking $9 meal. And I actually wrote, if you read my Daily Game emails, you may have remembered this message. This is what happens when you buy cheap shit. When you buy cheap shit, you know what you get? You get cheap shit in exchange. You buy a $9 meal. What you're paying for, people, is a $9 meal. And that's exactly what I got at Cracker Barrel, a $9 meal. It's nothing for me to complain about. It's not like I paid $90 and got $9 worth of service. I paid $9 and I got $9 worth of service. I got exactly what I should have gotten in that situation. I wasn't even going to say anything, but then I remembered. Now, my lady Anna, for those of you who follow my YouTube, seen Anna in some of my videos, and maybe every now and again on my Instagram, she gave a TED Talk on hospitality, because she worked in the hospitality industry for many years. And one of the things that she talks about is when you go anywhere and you don't get the type of service slash hospitality that you want, don't just walk out of there and not say anything or go leave a bad review online. You can do those things, but you should also speak up and say something, because if they don't know, if no one's bringing it to their attention that they're not giving you what they're supposed to give you, they're just going to keep doing the wrong thing. So that's the first thing that came to my mind. I said, okay, let me pay, because you know at Cracker Barrel, you don't pay at the table. You actually go to the front desk and pay. So I go to the front and I pay, and I asked to speak to the manager. The manager came out. He's a cool guy. I don't remember his name, but very cool guy, very gracious. I told him what happened. Calmly explained to him what happened. I didn't make a big deal of it. I didn't demand my money back. I didn't try to make anybody look like they did anything terribly wrong. It was just, it would seem like just a culture and process type of thing that was mad. It wasn't like somebody was doing it on purpose to give me a bad day. And I completely understood that. I rationally explained to him. He graciously accepted everything I said. He thanked me for letting him know. And I turned around and I left. And that was all. He offered me some potatoes to take with me, but I didn't want their nasty ass potatoes. So then I just left. And that was it. Didn't make a big deal of it. Told him what was going on. I brought it up. I didn't just ignore it and keep it inside and wait till I got on my podcast to vent about it. I addressed it and I left. No campaign, no hashtag, no anger, no complaining. And today's topic, again, is handling things and keep moving. And what I want to talk about here today is kind of like the juxtaposition between what the Starbucks situation became. Now, granted, the Starbucks situation, there were people who were not the victims in the situation, because the victims were these two black guys. But when I saw the Starbucks situation, I saw a whole lot of white people protesting. I saw the NAACP protest. I didn't hear the guys who actually got arrested saying a damn thing. So I don't know if they took it as a big deal. I don't think that they did. Even when they were getting arrested, I saw the video. They weren't like hysterical and kicking out the windows of the police car or nothing. They weren't even resisting. They were like, okay, y'all arresting, that's cool. And I didn't hear them say a word. It was these other people who picked up on it and made it into a big deal, juxtaposed with, first of all, those guys, how they just let it go and moved on. And the same thing that I told you about this Cracker Barrel situation. Let's get into the points. Number one, energy and time, ladies and gentlemen, are your two most valuable resources. Energy and time cannot be wasted on trivial matters. Now, you may think the Starbucks situation was not a trivial matter. I mean, it's race. First of all, if the word race gets brought into the situation, it all of a sudden becomes the biggest thing that's ever happened in the history of mankind to some people these days. And I'm not saying that to, I mean, it was very sarcastic what I just said. So I'm not trying to downplay the role of race in things that happen in this world. But I'm also saying sometimes things happen and they're messed up. Sometimes people do dumb stuff. Sometimes people are, maybe somebody is racist or bigoted or they're a hateful person or they're misogynistic or whatever they happen to be. We still cannot waste. And when I say we, I'm talking to everybody in here. We cannot waste our time or energy on trivial matters. Now, what do I mean a trivial matter? Because you may think, well, it's not a trivial matter when something race related happens like that, because then that means something bigger is going to happen and something else is going to happen and something else is going to happen and this person and that person. And it just starts a string of a whole bunch of terrible things that can happen. Dre, how can you call it trivial? Let me explain to you what I mean when I use the word trivial. Does this action, if I'm going to commit my time and energy to this action, to this cause, does it get me closer to where I want to be in life? Now, that is a yes or no question, ladies and gentlemen. I want to say the question again, just so we are clear on what I mean when I say a trivial matter. Does this get me closer? This, meaning if does this, me going and protesting in front of Starbucks tomorrow morning, me going in and spreading this hashtag to try to get it trending in my city, me making a big deal out of this terrible service that I got at Cracker Barrel when I paid $9 for a meal, what the hell else would I expect for $9? Does me putting energy and time into this get me closer to where I want to be? Yes or no? Because see, when you use that energy and time, there's an opportunity cost. You know what opportunity cost is? It is everything that you could have been doing other than what you are doing. See, right now I'm recording a podcast. So the opportunity cost is everything else that I could be doing. I could be writing an email right now. I could be drinking water right now. I could take a shower right now. I could be outside playing in the rain right now. The opportunity cost of me recording this podcast is everything else that I could possibly be doing. That's the opportunity cost of every action you take. So if you're going to put your time and energy into something, is it worth it? Is it going to get you where you want to be? The answer is yes, either is or it is not. There's no gray area to it. Now, apply this thinking pattern, apply this thought pattern more often to anything that you decide to put your resources into. What are our resources, people? Time, money, attention, energy, focus. Use this question every time you decide to devote resources to anything, and you will find, here's what you'll miraculously find, that you have a whole lot more time and energy on your hands. Point number two. Today's topic is handle it and keep moving. Something, quote unquote, something, right? Because there's always some somethings that's happening these days now because we know everybody's business, right? Everybody's broadcasting their business. So there's always something that we can be paying attention to. Something can always occur, people. And guess what? Something will always occur. There'll always be something that we could pay attention to, something we could get mad about, something we could put time and energy and focus on. There will always be a something. Don't get distracted. Don't make things bigger or more important than they are. Your job, because since we have limited resources, there are unlimited resources outside of ourselves, but we have limited resources within ourselves. We have a whole lot of capabilities, but our resources are limited. In other words, we can only focus on one thing at a time, right? We only have 24 hours in a day, right? We can only be in one place at a time. Those are limits, okay? We have limits to our resources in some senses. So we have to be able to keep the small stuff small and the big stuff big. The small stuff is the trivial matters that are not going to get us where we're going to go. And the big stuff are the things that are going to get us where we want to go. It is simple as that. If you can apply that question again to everything you do, you know what is small, what is big, what to pay attention to, and what to ignore. Do not cross-contaminate the small stuff with the big stuff. You know, any of you worked in food service, you know cross-contamination. You don't want to get any of the stuff that's in the dishwasher room mixed up with the stuff that's on the cutting board table where they make the food at or in the oven. You don't cross-contaminate that stuff. Or there's certain foods that, I can't even think of a good example. You don't want to get the raw foods mixed up with the cooked foods, right? That's cross-contamination because that can lead to somebody getting sick. That could be an E. coli breakout. And that could destroy your whole business. This happened to companies before when some cross-contamination happens by accident because somebody who was working there wasn't paying attention. Somebody did something that they wasn't supposed to do. Something got cross-contaminated. Then it becomes a big deal. And now everybody's got to pay for that mistake. So you, being your own company, do not cross-contaminate the small stuff with the big stuff. You listen to this podcast, you probably have goals, ambitions, things that you wish to achieve. But the challenge is you're always running out of time, running out of time in your day, in your month, maybe feeling like you're running out of time in your life to ever get around to doing what you really want to do and living how you really want to live. I know that's a challenge for you, and that's why I created a course called 25 Hours. Well, you will learn in this course how to take your life back, prioritize your focus, and get rid of the schedule overwhelm that seems to dominate your days. 25 Hours is a 30-day course where you will learn how to prioritize what matters, how to control your schedule instead of having your schedule control you, how to stop letting the to-do list swallow your entire days up and eliminate the things that you don't need so you can focus on the things that you really want. And I'm not just going to give you a whole bunch of hacks for staying out of time hell. I'm going to show you strategies that actually work that you will apply immediately to take control of your time. This is not a time management course. This is a time and life control course because you don't want to manage it. You want to control it. That's why it's called 25 Hours. And that's why I made it for you. Get full details and get yourself started at dreallday.com/time. That's dreallday.com/time for the 25 Hours Time Control course. Now let's get back to the program. Point number three. You know what the most powerful substance on earth is? The most powerful substance on earth. I'm talking like a physical, tangible substance that you can actually touch and feel and see. I'm not talking about like mental game or confidence. What is the most powerful substance on earth? Anybody know? Not marijuana. Not heroin. There's no type of drug. It's not a drug. Well, I mean, you could call it a drug, but it's not a drug as we know drugs. The most powerful substance on earth, ladies and gentlemen, is water. Where I'm from, Philadelphia, we call it water. You might call it water. All right. H2O. W-A-T-E-R. Okay. Water. You know why water is the most powerful substance on earth? Because water takes the form of whatever it is in, and the best water constantly flows. The best water never gets stuck on anything. The best, freshest, healthiest water, let's call it. The best is very vague. It never gets stuck on anything. You cannot bottle up the freshest water. As soon as it gets bottled up, it's not going to be fresh anymore because it's stale. It's sitting in one spot, and especially if you put it in a plastic bottle, that plastic disintegrates and people are drinking the plastic. That's a whole different conversation. Flowing water never grows stale. Water is continually changing its forms based on its situation. It changes from solid, which we know as ice, to liquid, which we call water and we drink it, to gas, which we call fog or mist. It's always changing its forms. Nothing can stop the flow of water. That's why there's nothing more powerful than water. See, every other substance out there that we know, every other substance known to man, its flow can be stopped. Its flow can be slowed down. Its flow, it doesn't always take the form of whatever it's in. It doesn't change form so easily from solid to liquid to gas, and it doesn't do so so continually, and it doesn't cover 85% of our planet, or is it 75%, whatever it happens to be, a lot. That's why nothing is more powerful than water. You know what Bruce Lee said? Bruce Lee said, "Be water, my friend." You know how water deals with a cup? It becomes the cup. You know how water deals with a bottle? It becomes the bottle. Water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend. Water is the most powerful because nothing slows it down. It handles any situation you give to flowing water. It will handle it and it will keep moving. If you see a stream, a flowing stream, if you jump in it, the stream is still going to keep going. If you spit in it, the stream is still going to keep going. If you piss in it, the stream is going to keep going. You throw trash in it, the stream will keep going. If you grab a fish out of it, the stream will keep going. If you crash a car into it, the stream will keep going. You handle it and you keep moving. Let's recap today's topic, which is handle it and keep moving. Number one, energy and time cannot be wasted on trivial matters, people. What is trivial? Trivial means anything that the answer to this question doesn't get me closer to where I want to be. If the answer is no, it is trivial. If the answer is yes, it is important. Keep the big stuff big and the small stuff small. That's point number two. Something can always occur. Do not get distracted. Do not make things more important than they are. The trivial matters must stay trivial and the big matters stay big. Do not cross-contaminate trivial stuff with the important stuff because then you're going to have a problem. Point number three. The most powerful substance on earth is what? Everybody at once. Water is the most powerful substance on earth because water takes the form of whatever it is in. The freshest water is constantly flowing. It never gets stuck. It never grows stale. It is continually changing forms from a solid to a liquid to a gas. Nothing can stop the flow of water. There is nothing more powerful than it. As Bruce Lee says, be water, my friends. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your mental workbook at DreAllDay.com/workbook. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.